I want to go home, you know. I'm over jail. I've got a lot out there. I've got a little six-year-old boy. I miss him a lot. I think of him all the time, you know, and it hurts. And, you know, 8 years ago, I thought to myself, yeah, I've got heaps of jail left in me. And after doing 8.5 years, you just think, you know, what have I got out of it? Yeah, I've got a few certificates and that, but I've missed out on watching my boy grow up. I've missed out on 8 years of life, you know.
The most important things.
Yeah, and it's only just started settling in now. Like, I'm 26, and I remember when I was 15, locked up, and I'm like, oh, yeah, mad. This is cool, you know. All my mates are locked up, and I'm like, yeah, sick, be one of them. And it's not like that, you know. You just got to – you can't look at it like that. Drugs were the worst thing, you know. I remember a lot of boys, you know, usually would have started the same, smoking Yandy and that, and having a drink, and one thing leads to the next, and you want that next high, and then you want the next low, and – leads to, you know, ice and speed and drinking even more till your liver plays up and you piss some blood. And, yeah, it's not a good way to go, you know, and just while you're young, stay away from it. There's more to life than that. In here, all you got is time. Time to dwell and time to think and time to play back on your life and think, you know, what have I done? And you look at yourself and you go, you've done nothing. You've gone nowhere. And it's a big wake-up call. You know, you're locked up in a 10-by-8 box, 16 hours a day. You see your family for 2 hours a week, you know, 2 hours a fortnight, whenever they can come in. It's hard. You think it's hard in jail, but it's just as hard as out there for the family, you know, and it's not until just lately I've realised that and gone, well, my mum, she's going through a hard time while I'm in jail. She cries all the time, you know, wants me home. She's asked me every time I come to jail, she goes, stop coming, stop doing it, you know, you're getting too old now. But I was always pig-headed and stubborn and just went, nah, whatever, you know. Dad done 35 years, I'll do it too. But nah, it's not a place to be, you know.
Was there a certain moment? Can you remember the moment when bing, and a little red light went off? And or was it a gradual?
It was a thing leading up. Like, when I was out, I was in not a bad relationship, but I was in with someone that was just taking me for granted, you know. I was working hard every day and bringing home money and that, and she was just wasting on drugs. And then one day I woke up and went, stuff it, you know. I threw all the pipe out, threw all the drugs out, and went, I'm quitting. And it was in that detox time that I ended up coming back to jail, and it was sort of a wake-up call. Actually, this is going to sound weird, I thanked the judge for locking me up, because I was on a bad mission, you know. I would have ended up killing someone or myself, and that's how it went. And so the wake-up call was at court, and then I had 12 months to think on it, and the last 12 months has just been putting a plan into action. When I got out of jail in 2011, I was a bad alcoholic. I was drinking flat out every day. And then I come and did a remand sentence and got in touch with a few of the with the Alcoholics Anonymous up at Fulham. And I was going to that every Thursday night, you know, and it wasn't until 8 months ago that I realised I was an alcoholic. I used to always say, I was an alcoholic, I can control my drink, you know. There's one drink's an alcoholic, you know what I mean? If you can't stop after four, you got a problem, you know. And I was one of them people. I had a big mistake, Jack Daniel fridge beside the bed, you know. I'd wake up in the middle of the night, crack it and drink it. It was like water, that's all I'd drink. And I come to jail, and then when I got out again, I went, nah, stuff it, you know, and I haven't touched a drink for 3 years now, 3.5 years. I don't want to drink anymore. I just want to be healthy, go play footy with my boy and be able to take him out, you know, go motorbike riding and be able to actually ride for 4 hours and not get, you know, sore and cramps and that from drinking and being unfit.
But it's beautiful, Dave. You've had an epiphany, and you're acting on that epiphany.
Yeah.
And not only will you benefit from it, but your mum will stop crying and your kids will start enjoying you home, you know. But beautiful, Unc. You're heading in the right direction. You know?
Thanks, Unc.